Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here we go.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. That's the short one. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, and don't forget all the other things you can do on my website, like listen to the show three different ways, the live show, the replay, and the archives. Probably 1,200, 1,300 archives there that you can listen to, including several with our good friend and our guest this half hour, Joe Condrell. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Joe, I know your books well, but I don't have them in front of me because, as you know, I'm on the road.
Right.
But please remind us about you've got the communication book, and then you got the Millennium book, the Millennium
right.
Primer book. But so I don't say the names incorrectly. Please give us the names.
Right. Well, I've just recently revised the Millennium book, and it's out in paperback now. And it's
great.
Take Charge of Your Life. Dare to Pursue Your Dreams. And, of course, the first book is 101 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills Instantly.
It's sold something under a million copies, hasn't it?
Well, just slightly, yeah. We just concluded a deal with a publisher in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. They're going to translate it into Arabic and distribute it worldwide in Arabic. And
congratulations.
Our fifth country, you know, it's already translated into Korean and Japanese, and a Mexican publisher picked it up and translated it into Spanish. So we're really thrilled with that, and I feel like we're helping the balance of payments with having money come into the country from foreign.
That's right.
Countries.
Well, good for you. And then the new book.
The new book is From Book Signing to Bestseller. You know, everybody's being advised to write. You know, it's the information age, and whatever you're doing, you may be an expert in it, so put it into a book form. And so my book tells you what to do with it after you have the book, because you have to sell it. You know, if you don't take action and move out there to promote your own material, it's not going to go anywhere, even
folks,
if you have a major publisher.
I wanted Joe to tell you all that for a reason, besides the fact that I wanted you to remind you about things that she has available to you that I obviously recommend. Nobody gets on my show if I don't think they have the time. I don't think they have the message or a product that's worthy of your time and money. But also, Joe's an outstanding speaker, very active speaker. She's a consultant to a lot of different organizations. Joe, with all the stuff you've got going on, how do you find any or maintain any kind of balance in your life?
Jim, that's been a challenge for me because it's so easy to get lost in whatever you're doing and I find myself turning down invitations for the movies, invitation for a play, and I keep telling myself this isn't all work. This is where I find enjoyment too. But then once in a while, I have to stop and take account of it and say, okay, do I really have balance in my life? And sometimes the answer is no. And sometimes it's really hard to get out of the office, to get out and do things and mingle and meet the people and continue that networking. And I'll tell you, some of the things that I want to do that I really need to move out on is that I've decided that I need to be a volunteer in the local VA hospital. That came about by a chance encounter with a veteran, with a Vietnam veteran. And I realized what an impact I could have on the lives of other people. And this happened just before the holidays. And so I called the VA hospital and said, hey, you know, I'd like to volunteer. And they said, not now. We have more volunteers than we really need. But follow up after the holidays. So I intend to do that.
Well, you know, what you're talking about when you say that, and this is to me, this is one of the silver bullets of balance. what you just identified is something that's greater than you, something that's more important than you, a thing that needs to be done that's not all about you. Isn't that one of the keys to finding balance, to recognize that there actually are things out there, believe it or not, folks, as egomaniacal as we are, you know, there really are things that are more important than us, and that we need to plug into some of those things. What do you think, Joe?
I think that's absolutely true, Jim, and that's what adds value to our lives. That's how we give back to humanity some of the things that we have gotten along the way.
Some of the blessings that we've received. Joe, hang on to that thought. We're going to come back, folks. Joe's got some more ideas on balance, and I can't think of anybody better to help us with this. This is a very important topic. It's one of the things that I think about a lot for myself and one of the things that I pray for you. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Jeffrey Zabar is going to be joining us. And I'm down here in South Florida, as you know, and where Jeffrey Zabar lives. Also, Joanna Brandy. So I had dinner with Jeff and Joanna last night, and we had a great visit. And Jeffrey's going to be on the show with us, coming up straight ahead. And then also Joan Pride, Senior Editor with the Kiplinger Letters. And if we can work it out, it looks like Joan and I will be across the table from each other. We'll be actually doing another show face to face instead of remote like we do most of the time, and so looking forward to doing that. I'll be in D.C. on Thursday and Friday, and on Friday I'm going to be broadcasting from the Small Business Survival Committee's offices, helping them celebrate their 10th anniversary with Karen Kerrigan. We're going to get Ray Keating in on the show and some of their members, I think so too. So that's coming up in the show straight ahead. Joe Condrell is our guest. She's our good friend. And Joe, tell us the title again of the book, the re-release of the Millennium Primer book.
It's Take Charge of Your Life, Dare to Pursue Your Dreams is the subtitle.
Your Dreams. And where's that available?
It's available in all of the bookstores and libraries. You can ask for it. They can get it. I have a national distributor. Or you can order it from me at goalminds.com.
Right.
Or my 800 number, 1-800-697-5680.
All right. Thanks for that, Joe. And we're talking about balance. We're talking about trying to find some balance in our lives. And Joe, I think I may have had to cut you off. I actually have forgotten exactly where we were. But do you remember if there was anything that you wanted to finish up on a thought there?
That's okay. No, we were talking about volunteering and getting involved.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
and the fact that being a volunteer is about putting somebody else first, something or somebody else first. And Joe, in what I've discovered in this decade of my life is that one of the most important things to help you become a better human being, to help you find happiness, actually, and balance, is to find something in your life that you believe is actually more important than you and something you can volunteer for. And it could be an official volunteer thing like the Red Cross or the Salvation Army or church or something like that, something really obvious, or it could be something not so obvious like a neighbor who just needs looking after. What do you think?
I think that's so true, Jim. I think that adds a lot of value to our lives. And most often, when you stop thinking about yourself and become involved with somebody else, I believe, you know, in a support role, then you get, I want to say blessings, you get benefits from that you just can't even measure. You're building up more than goodwill, you're building up memories, you're building up a sense of self-worth, because really you have to have something in order to be able to give it, and it gives you a sense, or it gives me a sense of abundance, a sense of, well, I have more of something that I can give. I have more wisdom. I have more time. I have more energy. I have something else that I can give to another human being. And I prefer to give my extra things to a human being. I know a lot of people, you know, have animals or other causes, but for mm-hmm. me, it's that other human that I want to support and devote my energies to. And I've
well, the thing is, though, Joe, there's so much that work that needs to be done. You mentioned the animals. You know, there's so much work that needs to be done in on so many levels. And isn't that kind of one of the great things about the United States? I mean, I'm not saying that this doesn't manifest in other parts of the world, but I know that it does in abundance in the United States. The people that are willing to devote their time and their resources, including money, to causes that really make this world a better place to live. And but the thing is, as you said it a minute ago, the blessings come to us. I mean, what was that Ecclesiastes paraphrase, that Ecclesiastes verse, cast your bread upon the waters and in time it will come back to you, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exactly.
once you know, when you give of yourself, it won't happen day one, but within time, all of a sudden you'll say, you know what? I wouldn't stop this if I wouldn't want to stop doing this.
Exactly.
Because now all of a sudden you're getting more out of it than maybe the people on the other end are.
That's true. The joy that you're bringing to somebody else is coming right back to you, and I never see that fail. It's always there.
It's amazing. It's a little sleeper kind of a benefit that you just didn't see coming.
Right. And, you know, excuse me, for people who are depressed, I think that's one of the major things that you can do to help yourself. Is
absolutely.
To think about somebody else and get
you
out
know,
there.
Another thing, I was just thinking of some other things. Helping people to read, the literacy programs that are out there, what better use of the time than you can have? And, folks, listen. You know, you might be saying, "Well, why are they talking about all these organizations that, you know, are they shilling for these other?" No, folks, we're talking about you. We're talking about me and Joe and you and this is, you know, believe it or not, this is stuff that we benefit from. Now, this is not just good for those organizations. I mean, this is all about getting some balance in our lives because, you know, Joe, we work so hard in our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That we really need to step away from them sometimes and kind of get completely out of role, don't we?
That is so true, and that's the benefit of getting involved in other places.
Stand by, Joe. We're going to get Joe to help us out with some more of this right after these messages. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with more balance.
In the dark, it's raining in the park, meantime. Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double ball.
Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and heading out of here today, heading to cooler climes, having a great time down here in South Florida. It's been 83 degrees. It blows you away in the end of February to have this kind of weather, but we have had, and I'm going to have to put a sweater on, Joe. I'm going to Washington, D.C. this afternoon, so I'm going to have to put a sweater and a coat on. I've been wearing linen around Florida down here.
Oh my God!
Now I got to put the woolies on and the leather on when I go to D.C. Joe, let's get back into our conversation about balance and you know, small business owners really have a challenge with this because Joe, it's so difficult to define the line between our work and our life, isn't it?
It really is, and especially if you have a home-based business. Excuse me. As I did for a long time, and, you know, where do you say this is the end of the business day? And I realized after quite a while, that I had to set business hours for myself. I wasn't even watching television or anything like that. So, you know, by the time you surface, all you really know is that little circle that you've drawn around yourself and what your particular thrust is for the business at that time. And, of course, the tendency is, and I just kept saying, you know, I've got to do this to survive. I've got to do this to make the business go. And, after a while, I realized that I had just totally given my life over to building a business. And I said, well, you know, this is the time I'm going to take some of my life back. And it's amazing that the business kept on going, even though I had pulled back a little bit. And I thought,
you know,
well.
But you know, Joe, that we all have cycles in our lives. There are times when you have children and you really need to focus on the children. There are times when you're trying to get that business out of the ground and you really got to bear down and focus on that business. But it doesn't, it's not something that you need to be doing forever and ever for as long as you live. I mean, you've got to find, you've got to be always peeking up over the, you know, above the rut and saying, okay, is it time for me to, you know, to branch out a little bit?
That's true. And, you know, that's the whole thrust of my book, Take Charge of Your Life. Mm-hmm. It's saying, you know, you can be out of balance and you must be out of balance at some times. And that's when you're starting up a business, you know, you're definitely going to be out of balance for a while. But at some point, just like you said, you have to come back into balance. And it's sort of, I think it tells you when it's time and when you can do that, because you can see as you pull back a little bit, things are still going okay, and you can devote your energy, maybe watch that TV program, maybe get out and do some more networking, take a vacation, go on a cruise or something.
You know, Joe, one of the things that I've observed in the people that I see are the people who are the happiest. Let's say that they're, you know, they're in their 50s and they're the happiest. Are the people that have been able in their life, not just all of a sudden, but in their life, they have kept other things involved in their life that they took the time to put first, whether it be a church, you know, a faith life, a church community, you know, something, somebody that the people who were involved in their faith life. It might have been a circle of friends. It might have been their children. It could be, you know, whatever it might be, a volunteer effort, you know, some cause that they really felt strongly about. But they had that always in their life. There was always that part of their life that they went and that they, you know, shut everything else off and went and did that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is the people who will find themselves in their 50s, who are the happiest, are those people, and the ones who are the unhappiest are the ones who've lived their whole life just basically, you know, dedicated to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I see that every day, and you can see that people are beginning to look back and say, what have I done with my life? And I've had more people say, oh, my gosh, you've done so much in your life. But, you know, it's daily. I never thought about it until you get to this point and you see, well, yeah, you have accumulated a lot of things.
But it's not too late, is it, Joe? I mean, you can fix this today, can't you?
Absolutely. It's never too late. And people are beginning to think, you know, what's the legacy I'm going to leave? What's going to be done? What's going to live after me?
When I'm gone, is anybody going to care?
Yeah. Are you leaving footprints in the sand? Are you going to be remembered? What difference is it going to make that you have lived?
Yeah.
And building a business is certainly worthwhile, and certainly it's a good legacy to leave. But there are also things that you can do above and beyond that. And I
right.
Just
well said, Joe. And the website is goldmines, goldmines.com, right?
That's correct.
Thank you, Joe, very much for being here. Joe Condrell, ladies and gentlemen, and she'll be back another time. Thanks, Joe. We'll see you next time.
You're very welcome, Jim. Bye-bye.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, this is Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate in this program for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.